It's podcast time. Where are we today, you know?
We are in the bestuurkamer, meaning the boardroom. Where is that? In the toekomst, meaning the future, where the young Ajax and the Ajax first team do their training. We have a huge table in front of us and one more seat empty.
One more seat empty. Who's to come? Let's get this podcast going.
Yeah, I remember playing with him, but also training against him with some bruises somewhere. Yeah. Hi, what's up? I'm Davy Klaassen, and you're listening to the Ajax Podcast.
It's that time again, people. Ajax Podcast is back. This is the official Ajax Podcast with a new episode every 2 weeks. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Now, of course, as usual, I have my co-host and Ajax cult legend, Eyong Eno, with me today. Eno, my guy, how we doing?
Doing great. Fantastic.
Yeah? Another episode, another special guest.
Really special one.
Yeah, yeah. Without any further ado, I think we should get right into it. This week, we have a guy with Ajax in his heart, Ajax in his blood, except for maybe that pesky brother of his who supports the team I won't even say out loud.
Hey, hey, wach.
He just recently played his 200th match in red and white and has won the league on three separate occasions. He's played in three different countries and is a Dutch international and was captain of the 2017 Europa League final side.
I think it's captain Davy Klaassen, successor from the spot four times this season. Klaassen emphatically fires Ajax in front.
Most of all, a wonderful guy. Please welcome to the Ajax Podcast, Davy Klaassen.
Thank you, thank you.
Davy, welcome.
Thank you.
A pleasure to have you here. How
welcome,
you doing on
Davy.
this January afternoon?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. Right after the Willem II game. It's good to end it with a win and happy to be here.
Some goal that was.
Yeah, my back hurts a little bit, but it was worth it.
So, of course, we are filming this on Friday after Willem II. And we're now in maybe the most intense period of the season with matches against the top Eredivisie sides almost every week and a big Europa League clash with Lille on the horizon. How are you feeling with where the team is? How's it been getting back into the swing of things since winter break?
Yeah, it's been good. Like you said, we had a lot of hard games against hard opponents and I think we did quite well. Like result-wise, I think we can play a lot better, but as you see, the other team's losing points and we are quite stable. So, and we are really happy with that.
This might feel like a bit of ancient history, but you, of course, and Eno have actually played together.
Yes.
Almost 10 years ago now, which might seem like yesterday. Do you guys remember some of those games together? Davy, start with you.
Yeah, I think so. I think my first season when I came to the first team, Eno was there and was a first team player and I remember playing with him, but also training against him with some bruises somewhere. Yeah, I remember this. And I remember him as a nice guy. And
I know, was this something you did when the new guys came into the team? You made sure you gave him some bruises? Was this kind of like a rite of passage or what?
Well, I don't remember that. I just knew
it's too nice. Too nice to do it on purpose.
I just knew that when you came in or whoever, I just like to put the people on good condition.
Fair enough. And what were your impressions of Davy when he came in as a teenager?
Well, when I saw Davy, Davy was a little bit different. He was not like the most fastest player, but he was really smart. You could see he picked his runs very well. He's positioning, he did just the basics. And another thing about him is that he was very disciplined. You know, you could see in his eyes that he was hungry.
Mm.
And you knew that this is someone that knew where he was going. I think it was a very big difference. You know, when I saw him, his discipline, his unique intelligence, I would say that he was a very intelligent player. He is an intelligent player.
Was, okay.
Those characteristics that you named, could you see that in the future he could potentially be an Ajax captain?
Yeah, of course. Because that's what you really need to be a leader in a team. And it was already showing. I played a few games with him in the young Ajax. Mm-hmm. And I could see that right away. I remember there was a game we were playing out. And the team didn't start well, wasn't doing well. And we almost lost that game. But Davy I could see how he took responsibility and started pushing the team push. And at the end of the day, he scored a goal that gave the win for Young Ajax in this game. And I was like, okay, I see it coming.
There it is. Well, let's talk a bit about that, because according to my stats guy, you guys have played 6 games together. That's 4 times for Ajax 1 and twice for Young Ajax. Now, out of those games, do you guys know how many times you won? Davey, I'm going to ask you, not Eno, because maybe he knows. Maybe he's checked up on his stats.
I don't know. Maybe 4 times?
You guys won 5 out of 6. So okay. That's 84%.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. You can clap that. That's not a bad rate.
Yeah, it's not a bad rate.
In fact, the only time you two were both on the pitch and lost was against Real Madrid, a side that had Ozil, Xabi Alonso, Benzema, Di Maria, Kaka. So I think...
And we got disallowed some goals, I think, that
yeah.
game. So.
Yeah.
So you guys remember that game,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, Davey, of course, this is your second stint with the club. Do you know how many players from the end of your first period with the club are still here today? From your first period at the club, yeah. Do you know how many players are still in the squad from that time?
I think only Andre and David.
Well done. Those are the two players. So obviously the club has changed a lot since 2017, but how have you noticed these changes? Like, what's different to you? What stayed the same?
I think the phase in my career is, of course, is a little bit different because I came up as a young kid and now I'm like more experienced.
Mm-hmm.
But like before, the teams really changed really fast here because a lot of talented players and there's always a lot of interest from other teams and it changes really quick and I think that's what's also good and refreshing.
Mm-hmm. And coming in as kind of an older guy, do you see the changes from when you came in as a younger guy versus now? Is it different?
Yeah, I think there are some changes. I think the biggest change is the role of the media and everything and socials. And when I came up, it was like just coming up a little bit, the social media thing. Yeah, and now it's like really big. Like players are already known by the whole world without even playing one game.
And that's it.
This is a big difference. I think it's a big, can be a big pressure for the young kids. Yeah,
I agree with what David's saying. I remember that period, you didn't have players going on social media, checking the news, what was said about that. They focus more really on football.
Mm-hmm. I think we said before, we kind of had this discussion with Daily Blind as well, and he was saying it might be a bit easier now for players to come in, meaning it might have been more intimidating 10 years ago coming into the locker room. What do you guys say?
It might be easy to come now, but they also get a lot more pressure now. Like when you don't play good for 1-2 games, you will get destroyed already by the media or by fans or whatever.
I
think
agree.
That time was different. It was like more you come up and you play with the older guys and you can do your thing, you give everything and we believe in you, but still like under the wings of the older players.
Right, you know your place kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think the younger players now, they have a lot more pressure and people are not patient with them.
Yes.
Before the players came in, you saw the potential. The older ones were there to, they made mistakes, so no problem, come on. And then they had more of this support than now, they're not too exposed.
Well, let's talk a bit about David Neres because he was one of the players that was here. Do you remember when he arrived at the club?
Yeah, I did. it was a young guy from Brazil came here, and I would be really shy when I came as a young guy from Brazil to Holland. But he wasn't. He was just singing in the shower, just dancing. It was really nice, and it was really nice to see. And this is the thing I remember the most from him. Like he felt home from the beginning, and he also showed it on the pitch from the beginning. So it was really nice to see that.
Wow. Did I don't know if you remember, Davey, when the team went to Brazil, to Favela, at the time with Frank. I don't know if you were.
I went to Sao Paulo, not to the other one. Okay.
Then, for me, that is the image I have of young Brazilian players, this excitement, this energy. So I'm not surprised when you say Neres came here, was just dancing and singing.
Yeah, and it's the
shower.
Same with Anthony now, and of course he has David as a friend.
Yeah.
But he's feeling home from the beginning, and this is I think it's really good to see.
Did that remind you a bit of when David came in, when you saw Anthony come in and he kind of had the same spirit?
And of course he was in already when I came. He was in 2 months, I think, 3 months.
Yeah.
But still, like, you act like this after 3 months, then you must feel at home. And I think this is really good.
When you saw David Neres come into the club, did you kind of have the feeling that he could be an Ajax player for many years to come, based on his talent and his personality?
Yes, because he had always when he came in the beginning, they took it a really bit easy with him and didn't play all games, but always when he came in, he scored or gave assist and always, performed. And from the beginning on, and it was really, really good and really nice to see from a guy who comes from Brazil in this young age.
Well, you and Daly are one of the few players to come back to the club in recent years. Have you and Daly bonded a bit over this experience, going away and coming back to the club?
Yeah, when we played here before, we already were friends and we kept in contact. We lived like really close to each other in Manchester already 1 year. So, now it's even more. We're friends and it's nice to still play with him and to hang out with him.
How does it feel being one of the older players, you and Daly, in the team? Some years ago, you came into the team. And for me personally, I have this impression that before, when young players came into the team, they, in their mind, they knew, I have to work hard to get there and stay there. And like, you know what he's... I feel like now the young players, once they are talented, they feel like it's easy. You know, I'm talented, I'm picked, I'm going to be put in the team and I'm going to play. How you and Daly coming back with this experience, is there a way you speak to these players to try to communicate how you moved from your time, if you can help them with some advice?
I think the most important thing is just to show it yourself and give the good example. And I also don't think it's always good to say like, yes, I'm the experienced guy, you have to look to me, this is not the way, I think, but what I say, you have to show at least. And I'm convinced that if a young player doesn't give everything, he won't get everything out of his career. And that's then his own loss at the end. So I think it also has to come a little bit out of yourself, and you have to have this, this eager to give everything.
Well, Andre is the only other guy who is still around. How do you remember him breaking into the team in your final year before you went abroad?
Yeah, I remember it really well. He played in Young Ajax before and actually made a lot of mistakes. Like, he sometimes passed the ball to the opponent with him building up. And I remember when Jasper Cillessen went away, and then the coach had to make a decision between Andre and Diederik Boer. Then I was thinking, I don't know. Maybe Diederik is a little bit more like stable. Like, but from then on, he never made any mistakes, or you can count on one hand, I think, the mistakes he made in 5-6 years. And he's one of the best keepers in Europe now, I think.
You would say that time at Young Ajax was kind of character building for him, even though he was making mistakes. Now he has one of probably the strongest characters in the team, you know? If he makes a mistake, he'll come out, admit to it, and say, well, we have to move on. That's
football. And he had it already, I think. I think it has to show great character to make mistakes maybe every week, but still be there and stay strong. And that's what he did, and that's why he's now where he is.
Top keeper. Well, Davey, we always like some trivia.
Oh.
So maybe a short classic quiz.
Okay.
Let's see. This is basically to see how much you know about your own career.
Okay.
Yeah? So if you're ready, I'll get this started. Now, we'll go easy on the first one. You've scored one hat-trick for Ajax against NAC Breda in 2013. What was the final score of that game?
4-0.
Well done. That was too easy, I guess.
Too easy.
That's a warm-up.
Bojan scored the other one, Bojan.
Oh, well done. It's like he knows what's coming. All right, let's move on to the second one. Yeah, he knows what's coming.
He's taking extra points on just one question.
And Van Rijn assist.
You don't even know that.
That's true.
Just give him the ding. Ring the bell.
Give him the bell.
No, you know what? Fair enough. The second question I was going to ask, bonus point, who scored the other goal? He was on the podcast recently, so we enjoyed talking to him. Here we go. Question number two. Who were the other three teams in the 2016-2017 Europa League group?
Panathinaikos, Celta de Vigo, and Liège. I still have.
He just looked at me.
I was thinking, and I said, "Oh yeah."
Hey, now, did you give him a hint?
Of course, we swapped the shirt. Come on.
I have a shirt at home, so
that's amazing.
It's a nice memory.
All right. Well, for a bonus point, How many points did you guys get in that group?
Let me think. A lot.
Counting them up.
Come on, give him a number to beat.
I think 14. Woo! Drew twice.
Right, let's go home. What is this?
He just dropped a bomb there. Wow.
Hey, no, you sent him the quiz before we started.
Things ain't no.
All right, come on, we move on. We got to get him on one of these questions. Question number 3. Can you name the 3 countries you scored against for the Dutch national team?
Belgium, Spain, Belarus, and
that's 4.
Ghana.
Ooh, close.
Ivory Coast. Sorry.
Ivory Coast.
Sorry.
To be fair, I said 3 teams and it was 4.
He's giving you 4.
Yeah. Yes. So it was 4.
I think it's because of Kudus in the team. That's why he just said Ghana.
Yes. This.
We gave him the point, yeah? Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
I had 3.
Yeah, yeah. He did say 3, and it was 4, so that's my bad. All right, question number 4. You scored your first goal for Ajax in the Eredivisie at 18 years of age against NEC Nijmegen. I can't say it.
NEC.
Yeah, I can't say it, honestly. But do you remember which minute it was in?
It was 80... I don't know, 1, 2, 3, like this.
He's close.
Give 80, us a
82.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yes.
What do we do?
Davey's hot.
What do we do?
So hot. So hot for winter.
Man.
What?
All right.
I'm feeling hot, yeah.
We have one more question. When you tied the game in the Clásica in 2015, what minute did you score?
Yeah, what's this? I don't know, 61 or something like this.
Super close.
Really close.
Super close. Finally.
Yeah, finally. Oh my God, I like this kind of question. Just guessing.
It was the 59th minute.
Yeah, okay.
And do you remember who scored the opener for Feyenoord?
Van Beek? Sven Van Beek?
Yeah. Well done.
This is...
High score?
This is high score, okay. Yeah.
This is classing.
We don't know what to do,
classing
really.
Is class. What can you say?
Well done. I think that was, 5 out of 6, right? Or
I think he's the leading point.
9 out of 10.
Yeah.
We'll give him all the points.
In the podcast. He's leading now everyone in the podcast.
Wow. Nice. All right, well, as I touched on a little bit earlier, there's been a trend of players returning to Ajax after having played stints abroad, like Daly, Stekelenburg, Klaas-Jan Huntelaar, and most recently yourself. Just how does playing outside of the Netherlands change you as a player?
It's changed me a lot. Like the first season, I didn't play in Everton at all, so it was a really like crazy year for me because I had quite a easy youth academy and then I came in the first team, like everything went well, and then I left and then I had a hard season, and I think it's also good to cope with those kind of things because it's in life, like in your career, it's not always easy, and I think that helped me a lot. And in Germany I had 2 good years, and on the pitch I played more defensive, like as I played here, because the team was more defensive and we had to defend more. And I think that helped me a lot.
Would you say that experience also changed you as a person?
Because also the first time living abroad is also a big thing. And I think I grew as a person and as a player.
Can you talk about the 2 leagues a bit, England and the Bundesliga? Can you compare them a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. I think the Premier League is a little bit more physical.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think the Bundesliga is a little bit more, with tactics a little bit more. I think in England, the team we had was not that much tactic. And that's what I like more in the Bundesliga. And to think about the game. And
Did it surprise either of you playing in England, maybe those first couple trainings, were there some big tackles that went flying in training that you thought, whoa, this is different, this is a different speed? Or,
well, for me it's okay.
You liked it.
Eno's game.
And I was like, I'm right at home, here we go.
I'm right at home.
But no, did you have that with first couple trainings or at a game you thought, wow, this is a different type of physicality?
Yes, I could see the difference right away in physicality, but also in the style of playing is different here. You always learn to play, and if you cannot play, then you have to find a way to play out. But there, if you cannot play, then just we don't play.
Yeah.
And then we go, yes, this is, it's like that. And that's, I think it's good to see that and to see other ways of playing.
Yeah.
But at the end, I like to play the Ajax way the most.
Yeah.
I think you did kind of already touch on this, but what would you say was your biggest takeaway from the Bundesliga and then biggest takeaway from the Premier League? Positive or negative?
Really? From the Premier League, that's really important as a player to pick the right team that fits you, and that it doesn't always can be good in your career. And from the Bundesliga, playing in a different kind of team, like more, not a team that always plays on the opponent's half, but also on your own half. And you learn different things that you normally don't learn in Ajax.
Yeah, I can imagine, Ajax, you have the ball all the time and then you find yourself in a team that has to defend or sometimes. So how did you adapt yourself to that?
Yeah, that was the thing I learned the most from my time in England. There I was thinking, yes, guys, but come on, we can play. But when I moved to Germany, I put my head in a mode that I thought, okay, if we cannot play, then we don't play. But I have to go with it because otherwise I will not succeed. And I think this was a big learning point from England that I used in Germany.
How would you compare the current Ajax side and the playing style to Everton or Werder Bremen at the time?
Yeah, a lot different.
Yeah,
what I said, Ajax way is quite unique, I think, in the world. And in Everton, we didn't have a team that were really playing combination football. It's more like direct. And in Germany, we wanted to do it, but we didn't have the same type of players that we have here. Mm. So it was more difficult.
Coming back on this season, you have a big match coming up against Lille in the Europa League. And unlike a lot of the current squad, you actually have experience going quite deep in the Europa League in this competition. So what was it like in 2016, 2017 to reach the final? Do you think that will help you guys in preparation for this season?
I think it will help you in all your career because this has been a great experience and great to be part of that team. And I think everyone wants to reach a final. Everyone wants to win titles, but it doesn't come from itself. You have to work for it. And Leo is a really hard opponent coming up now.
You've got three players, don't forget, in the team that played this Europa League final. Mm. So you had Dele, Man United at the time. And then you have Davy, and then you have Onana. They're all just on the line from the goal moving upwards. So I think it's really a big advantage for them
to have that experience in the spine of the team.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that year, you guys made it through the group stage to reach the knockout rounds, whereas the year before you dropped down from a very difficult Champions League group. Whereas this year you dropped down from a very difficult Champions League group. How does that change the mentality? Do you feel like you guys are more of a favorite now going into this game?
I think the people like media and stuff, they will think like that because normally the teams coming from Champions League are the better teams. But like I said, Lille is one of the hardest opponents we could get. And they've shown that they're really a good team.
How well do you know Lille? Do you know much about them? They are currently fighting for the title in France. How do you think Ajax matches up?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see a lot of games from them. But of course, I know, like you said, they're doing really well in the league. They did well in the Europa League in the group stage. So it won't be an easy, won't be easy games.
Well, as an Ajax fan, I'm really looking forward to see Ajax move right to the finals. You know, I'm already anticipating it. So I checked out, where the final will hold. So I wanted to ask Dele, do you have an idea where the final will be holding this year in Europa League? Get this one, I'm going to pump the air.
Maybe you should be the quiz master. You're asking the harder questions.
Is it Poland?
Yes.
Gdansk or something.
Yeah, you got it.
Whoa, what is this?
Please.
They want to push this button.
Yeah. We wanted him to get it wrong so bad. We already was pressing it. Yeah, well done. Just like it was supposed to be played last year in Poland. So that's what it'll be. Well, look, we want to thank you for being here. But
thank you.
We have some other special Ajax fan. Let's call him a faraway player, not a faraway fan. And he would like to have a word with you. So in a second, if you could turn around, it'll be up there on the screen.
Yo, Dave. Of moet ik zeggen Shaki 2.0, want dat wordt het wel de komende tijd als je zo doorgaat.
Before we get started, I want to read the translation for our international listeners. So it was, yo Dave, or should I say Shaki 2.0, because that's what it's going to be if you continue on like this. Good to hear you on the Ajax podcast. I was also a guest on one occasion. It was a nice chat with the guys. I have to admit, I think about you almost every day because I live at the other side of the sea now. But every time a fish gets washed up on the beach, I have to think about that practical joke you guys once pulled on me. I am still totally sure you're the mastermind behind that.
Ik denk nog elke dag aan je vriend. Het gaat je goed. Veel plezier daar nog. En ik spreek je snel, vriend.
I think about you every day, my friend. All the best. Enjoy your time on the podcast and we'll talk soon. Super lovely message. Like, yeah, heartwarming, huh? But now, yes. But now we have to know. What is this fish story about?
I don't know.
Can you say?
I don't believe it.
It was
like a story. You always make practical jokes to guys.
Yeah.
And then the guys get revenge and they put this whole car full of fish.
Whoa.
With fresh fish.
Were you involved or no?
I know who did it, but I will never say it.
Snitches get stitches. Can we get an
I won't say anything.
Fair enough. Well, at least you enjoyed the message and the Shaki part. What'd you think about that?
Yeah, we always used to call each other Shaki because he also already played a lot of years here and then me too as well. So we already call each other Shaki and yeah, it was always nice.
We did some math. I think you have like 400 games to go to get there in order to beat Shaq Swart.
So. I don't think I will reach them.
How many is it? Yeah, 10 more seasons, I think you'd have to play. How are you feeling about that? 10 more seasons?
Really hard.
Well, thank you so much, Davey Klassen. All the best for the rest of the season. Thank you again for joining us.
It was good to have you here, Dave.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Hey guys, remember we're always looking for new Faraway fans and we would love to hear from you. If you follow Ajax from abroad, reach out to us at podcast@ajax.nl. For your chance to feature on the show, that's podcast@ajax.nl.
Can you believe it? We've already come to the end of another episode. People, make sure you subscribe to the podcast via your favorite podcast app. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, show us some love and give us a great review. Before we go, a big thank you to my co-host, Ayoung Aino, and our great guest, Davey Klasse. Our next episode will be all about the upcoming match with Lille and the UEFA Europa League, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Maybe an early prediction, Aino?
Very hard to say. Lille is really causing a lot of trouble in the French League, and I will keep my pronostics for next analysis.
Fair enough. Okay, guys, see you soon. Deuces.